Well, shalom, and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 297, but as you know, we had this technical problem last week concerning show number 296, so I am playing that right now. You're going to hear me saying welcome to show number 296, but it's really show number 297. I hope you got that. There was a severe technical problem last week with my consultant. His computer problems were immense, and there was a server problem. It's all been worked out, and I hope you'll bear with me on that. So let's go. This was supposed to have been show number 296. It is show number 297. I hope you got that. Okay.
Shibune beis hamikdash b'neidov yomeinu b'sein chelkeinu b'soirotecho. Shibune beis hamikdash b'neidov yomeinu yiratzur
Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and you know that this is the second hour, strictly Chazanis, of show number 296. Oh, we're getting up to 300. May 25th. I have to plan something for 300th. I don't know. Julian, Saul, do you have any suggestions? Okay. Or we'll just make it a regular program. Who knows? Okay. We're going to go to a brief interview that I had with Zalman Mlotek, who is, as you all know, is very, very involved with the Volksbühne. And they have put together a magnificent, really wonderful event, Culture Fest. That's with a K. K-U-L-T-U-R. F-E-S-T, culturefestnyc.org. Let's go to the interview. I'm very pleased to have with me Zalman Mlotek, who is the artistic director and founder of the Volksbühne. We're going to be discussing some events with Culture Fest. Shalom, Zalman.
Shalom, Charlie. It's good to be here. Thanks.
How about telling my audience a little bit about Culture Fest?
With pleasure. First, I need to correct you. I'm not the founder of the Volksbühne. The Volksbühne was created and founded 100 years ago this year, in 1915.
Uh-huh.
And it's in that honor, it's to celebrate that 100th anniversary that we are that we produced this festival in New York City from June 14th till 21st. All over New York, in venues all over.
I see.
To celebrate the festival, but to celebrate the great, and to present in the most interesting way theater arts, music arts. There'll be an academic symposium. There'll be dance. There'll be children's performances in every language. And the theaters, most of the theaters will be in Yiddish, some theater in English and in Hebrew as well. Everything will be in with super titles. Everything from the classic, a new production of the Dybbuk coming from Montreal, to a musical comedy from Israel called Monologue from the Kishkes, about food, about Yiddish food. Uh-huh. And then from Romania, they'll be doing a Shalom Aleichem play. And we're bringing artists, musical artists from places like Japan and Germany and Australia, Russia. There'll be there'll be performances for young people too in their late in their 20s. Performances in clubs, something called Borscht Ball on Saturday night of June 13th. Everything can be found on our website, which is called Tourfest NYC, KULTURFEST NYC.org. It's over 100 events. There's also a film festival going on. I think one of the most exciting things that we're doing that I think, you know, your listeners will particularly be excited about is we're producing a cantorial and Hasidic music concert in Central Park at Summer Stage on June 16th on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. We're featuring some of the greatest names in the cantorial Hasidic music, like Avramel Fried, Lipa Schmelzer, Yossi Malavani, Natanael Herzstick, Yanky Lemmer, and the new neo-Hasidic band that's very popular among young people called Zusha.
I haven't heard Zusha yet.
yeah. So you'll be interested, and there'll be an orchestra conducted by Avremi Gurari, who is a noted conductor and musical director in the modern Orthodox Hasidic music world. Our purpose was really to make to bring an audience that appreciates Chazanish music and Hasidic music, and really make a manifestation of Yiddishkeit in Central Park. It's a free concert, so we're hoping that we'll have lots of people, and we're very excited about it.
Well, that's Tuesday, June 16th, and the doors open at 6. It'll be from 7 o'clock till perhaps 10 or so, and this is Rain or Shine.
Correct, Rain or Shine, and it's we're expecting a great crowd. There actually are sponsorships available if people are interested, and there's a little reception happening before. People can get in touch with me at the National Yiddish Theater if they're interested. Our website is KulturFestNYC.org or the National Yiddish Theater.org, and get in touch with me if they're interested in sponsorship of the event. We're very this is one of the key events that we're doing. We're also doing a big opening concert for about 2,000 people, starring the Klezmatics, and Neil Sedaka will be performing, in a whole array of performers: Eleanor Risa, Broadway performer Joanne Bortz, and Judy Blaser, and lots of performers from Germany and Japan, and quite an interesting array of talent.
Well, you're certainly to be congratulated. I've seen the brochure, and I encourage my listeners to write this down. It's Culture Fest with a K, KULTURFEST NYC. So it's Culture, KULTURFEST NYC.org, and you'll just be amazed at the variety and the extent of the presentations that will be taking place. That's from June 14th to June 21st in New York City, and once again on June 16th, which is Tuesday evening, at the Summer Stage in Central Park. Again, this is Rain or Shine. You've got, my listeners know I love Avram Fried, and I'm a great fan of Natanael Herzstick, Yanky Lemmer, and Yossi Malavani. And, of course, there's Lipa Schmelzer and this new band, Zusha. And I'm sure that they're going to be just a very exciting and wonderful event.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. And also Yanky Lemmer, who is now the cantor at the Lincoln Square Synagogue.
Yes, yes.
Also travels all over.
Yes.
And, there are other events as well during the week. There's a concert. There's performances all throughout the week at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater.
Uh-huh.
A small cafe where we'll be doing, small intimate cabaret kind of performances. I'll be doing an interesting program with Ron Rifkin, the television and Broadway star, who discovered his Yiddish, the love of Yiddish song most recently.
I gotcha.
And so he's doing a whole program of Yiddish song, and he's bringing his friend Joel Gray.
Oh, really?
To sing a couple of songs with him.
Joel Gray, my listeners will know that Mickey Katz was Joel Gray's father, yes.
Yeah, they'll actually be doing some Mickey Katz as well. So I'll be doing that concert. And then that same evening, actually, is a very interesting program by a German singer that I found in my tours all over in Europe. I came across, his name is Carsten Troika, and he discovered Yiddish on his own. He did not grow up speaking Yiddish at all. He's a German young man in his 30s or 40s who discovered Yiddish and now has a wonderful repertoire in Yiddish of interesting songs. So his whole perspective is quite interesting. And it was a voice that my mother, Aleha Shalom Chanim Lapik, who the festival is dedicated she passed away in November of 2013. Festival was begun as a kind of a tribute to her, but then it will be in fact a tribute.
Yes, it's outstanding, and I know it's going to be a huge success. I point out to my listeners, if you need to get more information, aside from going to the website at Culturefest, KulturefestNYC.org. This phone number is 212-213-2120. Once again, that's 212-213-2120 for more information. Okay, Zalman, any closing thoughts?
No, I'm just delighted to speak with you, Charlie, and thank you. I'm so grateful for your interest.
Well, I am so pleased to participate in trying to make sure that this is going to be the great success that it will be.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very happy for your support, and I know that your listeners will have a wonderful time just looking at the brochure and the website of all the events going on that week.
Gotcha.
Over a hundred events.
It's very exciting. Very exciting. Thanks again, Salman.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, shalom. Okay, so you got all the information. That will be June 16th. Wow. Well, Vani Lemmer and Herstick and Avram Fried. Lippe Schmelzer, I have some of his recordings. And Zusha, I got to find more about. Okay, we're going next to another Ribono Shel Olam. We've been playing a lot of Ribono Shel Olams lately, but this is Ribono Shel Olam Malay Mishalos, and this is sung on Pesach Shavuos and Sukkot. Master of the Universe, fulfill my heartfelt request for good. Satisfy my desire and grant my request. And this is a wonderful, wonderful prayer that Moshe Stern will be chanting. This is Ribono Shel Olam Malay Mishalos Libi Litova.
Ribono Shel Olam, a
Well, that is the wrong Ribono Shel Olam. Bear with me 1 second, and let me just get to the right one. There are so many Ribono Shel Olams that Moshe Stern does, and just bear with me 1 second. Okay. This is it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad that we got that straightened out, the right Ribono Shel Olam. Let's go on next to cantor Yossi Malavani and Patsais Yisrael from Hallel. And, of course, this is for the holiday. Don't forget that Yossi Malavani will be at the Summer Stage on June 16th. With Natanael Herstick and Lemmer and Avram Fried. Should be a wonderful, wonderful event. Yossi Malavani with Patsais Yisrael.
Patsais Yisrael, mi Mitzrayim. Beis Yaakov, Meyam Elohez, Hais HaYelda, Bekodesho, Yisrael, Mam Shel Osa, Hayom Lo, Vayonos, Hayarden, Yisrael, Ahon, Eyaim, Rakedo, Yevos kivenetzon. Hey,
Yossi Malavani, and again, June 16th. Okay, I'm having a slight problem going on to these selections, but bear with me. This will be Shmuel Malofsky with Ribono Shel Olam, and I dedicate this to my friend Sal Lesh, who I know is a great fan of Shmuel Malofsky. Okay. Ribono Shel Olam. It's supposed to come on now. Here it is.
The commemoration of Passover is now accomplished according to its order, formalities, and customs. Each law and custom kept aright.
Ribonoi shel olam, hatati lisanu, ribonoi shel olam. Ribonoi shel olam, ribonoi shel olam, hatati lisanu.
Al didi Moshe Yavdechu, Al didi Moshe Yavdechu, Al tzivi Tarinu mi kipoi seinu mi tu mai seinu, kideli tavarinu mi kipoi seinu, mi kipoi seinu mi tu mai seinu, kideli tarinu mi kipoi seinu mi tu mai seinu, ki mai shiku savtu besuru seru, ki mai shiku savtu besuru seru, us fartem luchem mi mocheros ashavu. Yoy maviyach me soy merat nufo, mi yoy maviyach me soy merat nufo. Sheva shabos esti mi mo esti hienu, ad mi machros hashabos hashviis, ad mi machros hashabos hashviis. Tisperu chamishim yoyim, rivoynei shel olam. Atu tzivisanu lispoer sefiras voimer, atu atu rivoynei shel olam. Lispoer se firas voimer ato tzivi sonu.
Looks like the end of this wonderful, wonderful piece. That was Shmuel Malofsky with Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, we're next going to hear from a good friend, Yaakov Motzin. I had the pleasure of being with him and his wife, Marcia, at the Rogoznitsky Bat Mitzvah last week. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event. Good to see you all at the Simchas. We'll hear Kvodo, Yaakov Motzin. Wow, am I getting mixed up? That isn't. Let's go to the other CD. I'm having a little problem here with the recordings and technical problems, I guess. I guess that's what they are. Let's hear. Now, why am I having trouble getting... That was a little bit of Zvi Weiss. We'll be playing him in a little while. But this is Motzin coming right up. Oh, yeah, yeah, technical problems abound. Let's see if we can get this correct once and for all. Here it is.
Ah.
Okay, I'm glad I got that one right. Okay, time now for Zvi Weiss, one of the finer young cantors around today in Israel in particular. This is a classic of his. It's already a classic. This will be Kehilos HaKodesh, and this is Zvi Weiss.
Rachamim shoychen meroymim berachamov atzumim uivkoid berachamim uivkoid berachamim machasidim vayeshorim yahatemimim kehilu isakoide Shemosru nafshom Kehilo isakoydesh Shemosru nafshom Shemosru nafshom Al kedushas Anayim ואני מבחייהם בחייהם ובמועסם אלוהי נפרודו בחייהם ובמועסם אלוהי נפרודו בחייהם ובמועסם ובמועסם אלוהי Loi, lovo boye ni ferodu. Mini shori me kalu mi aru yo izgoveru. Lasu izrutsu in koi nam vechifetz tsuru. Mini shori me kalu mi aru yo izgoveru. La so isretzo in e koin non
beautiful Zvi Weiss. I hope you enjoyed that. It's really just a delightful piece, and he's a very fine young cantor, Zvi Weiss, in Israel. Okay, one more Betzeis Yisrael. I mean, look, we have Hallel. I guess I could go through a lot of different Hallels, but this Hallel pieces. But let's hear Yaakov Mutzen with Betzeis Yisrael.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Yaakov Mortz, and this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed this second hour, or these 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. Forgive a couple of technical problems that I had, but that's showbiz. Again, thanks for joining with me and bearing with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Thank you, and shalom.